82-year-old Betty Bradley of Wausau is going to the movies this week to see a blockbuster Hollywood war film directed by Clint Eastwood.
I'm glad it's made. I'm glad Mr. Eastwood directed it because he is following the book as closely as he can. You know, sometimes you go to the movie and you think, what book did they read?
The movie Flags of Our Fathers is based on a book written by Betty's son, Jim Bradley. It chronicles the bloody Battle of Iwo Jima, which turned the tide of World War II against the Japanese in the Pacific. It also produced the iconic photograph of five Marines and a Navy corpsman raising the American flag on the captured island. The Navy corpsman was Betty's late husband, John Bradley. And as she tells it, the famous picture by Joe Rosenthal almost didn't happen.
One photographer was all set up, and Joe was trying to balance his equipment on rocks, and the other fellow said, "There it goes, Joe." And Joe just swung around and took a picture, and he happened to get that picture.
Three of the six people in that photo died on Iwo Jima, and John Bradley and the other two became instant celebrities, sent on a national tour by President Franklin Roosevelt to raise money for the war effort. John Bradley had seen a lot of fighting and bloodshed on Iwo Jima, and he didn't talk much about that famous picture in the years that followed. The memories were probably too painful. After John died, his son Jim opened a shoebox at the family's funeral home in Antigo, and he came upon an old letter.
The letter his mother saved that he wrote home saying, "By now you probably have seen the picture of the flag raising. I had a little to do with that. It was the proudest moment of my life." So my son James thought, why is that the proudest moment of his life when he wouldn't talk about it and he wouldn't tell us about it?
So Jim Bradley became obsessed with the question of who his father was and with the battle that killed almost 7,000 Americans and wounded 18,000 others. After years of research, the result is a national bestseller and the movie that premieres this week. Betty is proud.
As I said to a neighbor who lived next to us when Jim was little, I said, "Did you ever think that kid would grow up and become a famous author?"
And as for Betty's reluctantly famous late husband, John,
the book would never have been written if he was here thinking about it. But I think he's with us spiritually, and he's laughing and saying, "If you kids want to do this, you go right ahead. I'm not there to be embarrassed by all the attention."
Betty Bradley will join family and friends in her hometown of Antigo this week for a special screening of Flags of Our Fathers. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.